take any precautions today to make sure that that didn't happen?
A lot of Gatorade, electrolytes, and it must have worked. I made it this far. So.
How difficult was yesterday for you?
It was a tough practice, but most of the guys got through it. We had a couple guys that didn't.
What kind of education do you guys get for dealing with heat and practices like yesterday, today, this afternoon?
We have good trainers that usually have us prepared for the heat. And then yesterday was just, it is what it is. I haven't cramped up in a long time, so I wasn't expecting that to happen, but it happened.
How do you feel about getting carted off? Were you a little embarrassed or sheepish about that?
I never want to have that happen, but it happens, so I could roll with it. It's all right.
What's more demanding, a hard-hitting practice or a hot practice?
I'd say hot for us guys that are carrying around a few extra pounds. We're used to hitting all the time, so the heat hurts us a little bit more, but we need to get used to it. Teams all through the league are probably practicing hotter weather than this down in the south, so we got to get prepared for that kind of weather.
People say it builds up conditioning. Can you tell pretty soon into the regular season that you guys are ready to go because of a couple of practices like this?
If you work at it out there, if you're working hard and doing what you're supposed to, it's only going to make you better and prepare you for the year.
Are you looking around the huddle at any time, kind of thinking, you know, how's this guy doing or how's he look?
No, on days like this, you're just worried about yourself getting through it and making sure you're doing what you need to do to get better. And, you know, in the NFL, you don't have time to worry about the guy next to you. You got to be able to count on that guy and know he's going to be there for you.
Was there that point yesterday where you just said, I'm done, I've had enough, I need some help here?
Yeah, when the legs didn't move and they were straight and they were cramping, I was like, yeah.
Was it the lap?
Yeah, that's when I went. After the lap, I had to take a knee. The knees weren't working.
I know it's far different from your situation, but when Corey Stringer, you know, what happened to him a couple of years ago, called everyone's attention to this, how much more cognizant are you maybe now than you know, when you started playing football?
You know, that never entered my mind, but when you think about it, that is a scary situation, and that's why they tell us if you're feeling anything not normal that you should sit down, take maybe a play or two off, and regain until you feel good again.
Well, it looks like there's an emphasis on the running game today. How good do you feel about what you guys can accomplish in that department this year?
Man, we got some good running backs, and I think the line has a chance to play pretty good. But that's all right now. We'll see when it's live bullets and stuff's really happening for real if we're going to be any good or not.
How invaluable is it to return all five starting offensive linemen?
It's a big deal, but it's only as going to be as good as we make it if we do the work that we need to and play smart the way you need to play.
Is the communication between the guys as important as talent or skill or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. If you don't know what you're doing, you can't do anything. You got to be able to know what you're doing and know what the guys around you are doing so you can work together.